Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here with a quick message ahead of today's episode. As you all know, the main narrative of the Rustico Gaming campaign Erasing the Line was prepared a number of years ago, and part of that campaign deals heavily with the concept of a global pandemic and how this affects the characters and the story world. Today's episode, and a number of episodes following it, delve pretty deeply into this aspect of the narrative. They examine ideas of infection, quarantine, isolation, and mass mortality which some listeners might find disturbing. Also, these episodes were recorded well prior to the COVID-19 outbreak, and so we ask listeners to bear this in mind. We have elected to release them as originally intended so as not to provide a disservice to the original narrative, but listener discretion is strongly advised. That's all for now. Keep being kind to one another, and we hope you enjoy the episode. Welcome to episode 152 of the Rustico Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Ben Meredith.
Bryn Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
And Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Zolf Smith.
Hamid Slahurin Altahan.
Sal Sidebottom.
And Azu.
Cool, just let me check my notes. So, we've killed everyone.
Yeah, deathy death.
Everyone's
death.
Extremely dead. All of
giblets.
The traps. Giblets, yes.
Giblets.
Weird, I might actually have to have a character conversation in this episode. I know. It's not really what we're here for, but here we are.
Well, emotions are my bag.
So, have it.
But not as is at the minute.
So, as it stands.
Bag of holding.
Basically, infinite sadness in here.
You are in a luxury bathysphere, let's call it. It's as good a description as you're going to get, really. Having made it out of the Showin Institute, or at least 90% of the way, and having encountered Barnes and Carter. Things to be aware within the bathysphere now that you can have a proper look around, now that there's actually, like, time to. You will notice there's actually a decent number of bodies on the floor. It seems like Carter and Barnes may have actually been doing some actual fighting.
Until Alex started rolling the dice.
Until I started rolling, at which point it just became hot garbage. Long story short, this is very much not in combat. As such, Barnes and Carter... I'm going to keep saying Carnes and Barter. I've done it once, and now I'm just going to keep swapping.
That's their team name.
Yeah. So, Barnes and Carter both see and acknowledge you. Carter immediately...
he sort of flourishes his hand, and then there's a dagger in there that wasn't in before, and he puts it away, and Barnes gives a little bit of a flourish and sheaths his sword and gives a bow to all of you.
Everything okay, gentlemen?
Who are you?
Oh, right, introduction. Barnes.
Hello.
Carter.
Hello.
I know who Carter is. Hello, Barnes.
Right.
Hello. Hello,
hi.
Azu.
Hi, I'm Sel.
Hello, Sel.
Just for clarification, as there was some conflicting... I mean, I had chased them off enough times you would think they would remember it. My pronouns are they, them, just so you know. Just I won't have to kill you if you get that right. Thanks.
Right!
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine. So, how are we standing?
We need to go into isolation.
We've got Showin's brain as well.
We think
it's in an orb. What? It's a borb.
Remember what I said about Mr. Seelan?
Yeah.
Same thing. But to himself.
Sort of the same thing.
And one hemisphere of his brain has been infected with the blue vein.
Right, right. So we're going to need a proper debrief then.
Yes.
Cool.
We also
yeah,
need to get
okay.
out.
Right, in that case then, should we all just...
Yes.
Go?
Right.
Yes, can we please leave?
Yep, mutual suspicion, just, order of the day.
Yeah.
No touching, no hugging, no happiness.
Oh, okay, but could we do all of this, like, maybe in my tea shop?
No.
Well
it, okay, if we go back to your tea shop... and one of us has been affected by the blue veins, there is a possibility of spreading it to Jasper and the rest of your village. We need to isolate ourselves until we know for sure that we haven't been infected.
Again. Well, first, do we need to worry about you all being followed?
No.
No.
Everyone we've met is dead.
Apart from the kobolds, but they're fine.
We'll do it in the debrief. But yeah, that's the danger.
Oh, I guess, okay.
The condition has wiped out, like...
Okay.
Most of Europe, so
we can
okay.
get an update on your village and make sure they're okay. We're not going to leave you in the dark, but the safest thing is for us to be isolated.
Fair enough. In that case, then, we've cleared out most of the tunnel on the way here. Basically, we figured you might need a clean exit, but looks like you didn't necessarily need us.
No.
It's helpful.
I really appreciate everything that you did. This is a lot of bodies. It's like wading through gore. I think you did a great job and you should feel proud of yourselves.
It's worth noticing at this point, by the way, that despite his sort of flamboyant privateer thing, Barnes has quite a reserved and boring speaking manner, if you see what I mean. Like, he's mm-hmm. quite dour despite the, like... What's the word? Physical flamboyance.
Oh, I see. It's a high dex, low charisma.
An emotionally unavailable pirate, Alex. Is this what you're telling me?
You come into Helen's house.
In which case, then, I'm happy to accelerate to is everyone basically wanting to exit?
Yeah.
Yes.
As in exit via bathysphere, almost, as it were.
Let us leave.
So, there is the door that the other two tried to flee through and did not make it far. do you want to loot their bodies or in any way?
No.
That's how I know I've thrown enough mooks at you.
I might cast Detect Magic occasionally, just in case any of the bodies have magical items on them, because those would be worth looting. Anything else, don't care.
Barnes and Carter glow like a fireworks factory.
Sure.
Sorry, a fireworks factory where something's gone wrong.
Sure.
But the mooks have nothing magical on them whatsoever. No, that's not true. There's some water breathings in there if you want them.
No.
Oh, God, I figured as much.
I really do not trust the maintenance.
Would you?
No.
Would you? Yeah. In which case, then, Barnes and Carter lead the way. You notice, though, that, I mean, again, Zolf, kind of old hat, both of them are walk forward, keeping eyes on the people who are behind them and helping.
One of you want to be behind us so you don't have to keep looking at us.
That's not necessarily a solution to the problem because you're still going to have to look behind at us.
Oh, yes.
When you keep an eye on everyone else.
I hate this.
Yep.
So do we.
But it's how it is now.
I hate it.
On the bright side, though, it sort of puts everything else into perspective, doesn't it?
What's everything else?
You know, just makes everything else seem a little trivial, really.
Sel doesn't know about his crimes, so cannot make a witty comment.
Right. No, not really.
Onwards.
So, hang on a minute. You've met before, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Look at Carter. What do you do?
Me?
He's a thief.
Oh, I know that.
And he's very annoying.
I am an excellent thief.
No, you're not. We found you in a pit.
I have been unfortunate, as have we all.
You got cursed. While trying to thieve, like, the same place?
Big words from miss cursed to miss a year. I don't really understand what happened there.
That was something else.
Yeah.
Carter, just maybe don't.
Like a 9 to like a 4.
Let's just walk in silence.
Carter just gaze quiet. Barnes gives what can best be construed to the uninitiated as a thank you eyes.
Sel might, after a little while, just like the silence is difficult. So
oh yeah.
I mean, I'm just thinking about how one could, you know, solve this problem of the seeing all around one and isolating while getting things done. Like, maybe if there was some sort of pod system where, like, we all had individual pods and could imagine that continuing for an extremely long time. None of the solutions are workable.
Barnes is patient, Carter's interested, and thus the walk continues. As a brief description from this bathysphere-y bit, it actually tilts a little bit down as a corridor into underground again. It is in the same sort of, ooh, look, braziers on the wall, ooh, spooky, ooh.
Welcome adventurers.
Yeah, very much so. And it continues on the flat for maybe another sort of 20 minutes or so. Then it starts to curve upwards at a nice gradual incline. And at this point, there's another one of those sort of stations where it's like a pressure door, lockers, etc. And what appear to be cart rails lead to this door. As in, like, mining cart rails.
We're playing Minecraft.
Hey!
And presumably you all head continuing up?
Mm-hmm. I push the button, get in the cart, off I go. Now it rails or...?
Oh, no, there's no cart there. Just the rails.
Oh, I press the button and expect the cart to turn up, because that's how it works, right?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
Does it turn up?
No.
Oh. I guess I'll press the button and be like, and look at Barnes and Carter, who assumedly came down this way. No. Mankin dream.
Carter kind of gives a big grin and then points off to the side round the corner where you can see the wrecked remains of a minecart.
Oh, why?
In his defence, it was a very, very quick and surprising entrance for them.
Fair enough.
Heading back up, what appears to be... It has a more of a sort of mine vibe. It stops being a... Actually, no, you would have the knowledges for this. Could you give me your miner's knowledge? I'm not sure which one it triggers into, actually.
Profession miner?
Knowledge... Oh, no, hang on a minute. Yeah, I don't have profession miner because it's been a long, long time. I actually am kind of bad at all of this.
Yeah, that's why you quit being a miner.
I can do survival.
No, never mind then. Sell... Ooh, try engineering? Knowledge engineering, but this is a bit of a stretch, so you'll have to do very well.
I mean... They rolled a 3, so that is a 15.
Out through the mine we go.
Yeah.
You head up through...
Self-comments. Nice mine!
You head up through this mine shaft. It has a couple of side avenues. It's not really clear what they were mining for here, if at all ever, but heading up through the shaft, eventually you can start seeing that there is daylight at the far end. And, yeah, heading up, you find yourselves actually comparatively far from the sea. You can still hear it in the distance, but you're not on the shore. You've come out into a quite heavily wooded area.
Oh.
There appears to be a lot of, like, foliage, you know, false foliage and so on, pushed to one side. Think the kind of thing that you would pull across a mine entrance.
Yeah.
And then there is a campsite set off a little further away. Mm. It has a couple of wagons and a few crates there.
Oh my gosh.
And you can spot at least two bodies sort of splayed across the crates and so on.
It's like a Skyrim.
Yeah. It's just absolutely.
When we get out, Zolf's breathing changes to be far more relaxed.
Mm.
Yeah, so does Azu's. Azu does a real big stretch.
Like every single vertebra from the neck to like hip, just one at a time, pop, pop, pop.
Neck.
You
ways.
Have been stooped for like 2.5 days or something by
so
this point.
So much tension.
Time of day, by the way. Yeah, it's midday-ish. Hard to tell.
Oh, how lovely. Oh, she can see the sun.
Oh, yeah, good point. Weather.
The sun is gone.
Brighter. Yeah, so the sun is gone, but there are 3 moons.
There's an eye instead. Oh, no.
Zolf and Sel, this is the first sunny day you can remember on this island for months, if not more.
Hmm. Huh.
Looks like we did some good. Storm's gone.
Yes. Oh, good.
Is there an obvious, like, promontory or a sight point or a hill that one might go up and thus be able to get one's bearings?
Yes. Yeah, so if you were... So, obviously, the mine shaft itself is sort of raised in.
Okay.
There's a sort of tor that it's built into, T-O-R.
Okay.
And so it's like a rocky outcrop, but it does have plants and stuff on it. It's not huge. You could climb to the top of that, sort of on top of the mine shaft.
Yep. Cell dashes up that.
Yeah, it's trivial. It's not hard. It takes a little bit of a scramble at one point. You climb up. You are still towards the coast. You are actually not too far. You know the area, I should say. Not, like, in perfect detail, but you can get the lay of the land very quickly.
Might not have been in these woods, but know roughly where I am.
Yeah, exactly. So you
are... Right.
You are probably a couple of miles, actually, from where you set off in the boat in the first place. And in terms of other things that you can see, there are plumes of smoke coming up from the aisle in the distance, which you can now see near the horizon because the air has cleared. Mm. You can see that there's a huge amount of... You can actually see the beach from here looking down. It's maybe a like 20-minute walk across wooded terrain between here and the beach. And the beach itself appears to have a large amount of detritus on it. It takes you a moment to be like, what's going on there? It's like, oh, there have been storm waters perpetually for months. This is the first time that the waters have receded enough. So it's like, have you ever been on like a beach or something where there has been a storm and everything's sort of brushed up? That, but... everywhere is the best description I can give you. And the cloud cover appears natural for the first time in ages. Yeah, so you reckon that from here you could get to your tea shop by evening. To get to the village that sort of Zolf and Co. came from, a little bit longer, maybe like you'd be arriving in the wee hours if you just set off now and didn't do a forced march.
Well, when Cell kind of dashes up, I'm going to walk after them. Mm-hmm. Don't know what you're doing in the intervening cell, but if you're still there...
No, just dash to the top of the hill, so looking around.
I'll join you up there and go, thanks for your help. We've... good job. Like...
Oh, thank you, Mr. Smith. It's, good job, you. Good fighting. Good finishing it, you know. Been just trying to hold them off for a very long time, and that's turns out that wasn't good enough.
Well, I hope your village can, you know, breathe a bit easier.
Also,
get back
can
to living.
A lot of other people, right? Like, don't know if I can excuse waiting as long as I did to go after him.
I wouldn't beat yourself up about that, honestly. And also, and I'll reach up and pat you on the shoulder.
Reach up, yeah. Keep reaching. Yeah, higher on the
like
reaching.
I can kind of just about.
Yeah.
But look, I'll leave you up here. Take as long as you want.
I was just trying to get my bearings. Where is it that you want to go for your kind of isolation time?
We should go back to the tavern. They've got a anti-magic jail cell, which will keep us in check.
Well, then we'll need to start walking fast, and we'll need to start walking hard.
Sorry, it takes...
Or you can levitate, so there's that. And... if there's no more fighting to do, I suppose I could fly there, get dinner ready.
Let's go together, in case one of us... We shouldn't separate, we should be keeping an eye on each other, just in case. Sorry.
No, it's, let's be off, that way. If you can still trust my directions. Honestly, I wouldn't trust my directions either. there's being good and there's being good at directions. That's a different thing. I've known some very evil people that are really great with directions.
Barnes and Carter will have come from there, so they'll be able to find a way back.
But, yes, okay, yeah. Cool.
All right, I'm going to start heading back to the party.
Okay. Azu has gone near Hamid and then just is lying face down on the floor.
Near Hamid, key point.
Near Hamid.
We're just doing like grass angels.
That's a good point. Like spread eagle or just like hands to the side?
Yeah, just like
or just T-posing.
like a tree has fallen.
Ah,
let the armor take the. That's what it's for.
Yeah.
Do you need a hand, Azu?
No. Azu is going to take your hand briefly and just be like, I am glad that you came back. Because it was scary when you were missing in the horrible tunnels.
Yeah, it was... I wish we hadn't had to split up. I didn't want Skrark to worry, so I was trying to be brave, but...
You are brave.
Thank you. I didn't want to be separated either, but I knew we'd find each other again. I didn't ever... And we did a lot of good.
Yes, that was horrible in the...
Nasty place, but it... better now.
Do you want to sit down?
No, the quicker we start the isolation, the quicker it's over.
Oh, I keep not thinking about it.
And to be honest, flying just really isn't as tiring as walking and running, so I'm probably doing okay compared to the rest of you, I reckon.
You don't have to be okay.
I know, I'm just worried about everyone and I need to get in touch with my family and I want to check on Skrark and I don't know if going back to the island's a good idea.
Call Why don't you still have the mobile stone?
Yeah. We've just been so busy and there's been so much else going on, but I don't think it's safe to do it now if we still have to do this quarantine thing.
Well, why not? You're not in the same place.
I guess. I guess I could do that while we're heading back to the...
You should call them. Good to know that family are safe.
Come back. Right, we should probably get back, eh?
Yeah.
If we want to get there by while it's still light, we need to be going fast. I mean, we might need to be running, but it doesn't matter. We can walk in the dark. You can do your lights thing.
Yeah.
It could be a fun bonding activity, except where we're all suspicious of one another.
Well, no, we don't have to be suspicious of. Look, Carter Barnes, you know the way. Let's go. And while when we
Carter's not there, Barnes is.
Wait, where's Carter?
Getting the horses.
Oh, right, fair enough.
How many camels?
I would like to summon my camel. Topaz.
No one told us about a camel.
Bing!
Are you...
Bing!
Okay,
this
yeah.
This is Topaz, my camel.
That is a camel, yes.
I am going to spend some time with Topaz.
Right.
Azu does like... You know how in horse films...
good old horse films. Love them.
Yep.
There's like...
No, you can't go down there. A camel killed your mother.
No one can tame that camel. Trust no one. Anyway.
But father, I love the camel.
Azu is going to do like a hug of the camel neck. No, she's not even reaching up because... Just like a hug with the camel.
A basic amount of affection to a person, an animal that you have not been around recently. However, worth bearing in mind, celestial camels, way smarter than normal camels, basically people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
Are they like with the mental power of people, but with the spite and spit power of a camel?
They are, if they're celestial, they are canonically good.
Right. Mm.
That doesn't mean you can't be spiteful.
I know. Exactly. I'm just pointing out that...
Yeah. Canonically, in this world, camels... Celestial camels especially, yes, might be good. Very judgmental.
Mm. Yeah.
Very judgmental as animals. Their threshold for what's acceptable when they detect evil is much higher.
Oh, yeah, camel, like... Topaz.
Why'd you spit on him? So he saved a bunch of orphans. He didn't save enough orphans. Right, so whilst you're basically reacquainting yourself with your celestial steed...
Yeah.
Carter eventually returns, leading the first of the horses and so on. They are not in great condition. They don't appear to have been maltreated, but supplies have been short on the island for obvious reasons, so they are thinner than they should be, but not so much that it's necessarily a problem.
Oh dear.
Hey, little buddies!
And Carter goes back and fetches the rest. There is a... God knows where they got it. Little Shetland for Hamid.
Aww.
A couple of... Riding horses is a strong word. Horses that aren't massive cart horses for Sel. They have a big Shire-style horse, like a larger cart horse one for Azu, which is just there, I guess.
Topaz glares at the Shire horse.
Very much.
How dare you.
Zolf is offered another Shetland as well.
Yeah, jump on.
Setting off now, then, or...
Let's just go get things over with.
I mean, just asking, is it a chance we could,
what?
Cannibalise the island for...
No.
There's not actually that much of much use down there, really. Unless you're really into water breathing potions. They've got a lot of those.
Really?
Yeah, you maybe you should go and get some water breathing potions if that's all you want. I mean,
that's
not a bad idea.
You were going to get murdered by kobolds.
It's weird. You and Barnes started speaking at the same time and said almost the same thing. You just also had the word kobolds. Cart shops up.
Yes.
Let's get on our way. We've got more important things to do, Carter.
Let's rush off to sit around and do nothing.
We need a debrief.
Yeah.
Wild can report back.
So, with that in mind, I am guessing everyone is heading back to the inn headquarters?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to take out a suggestion, and while we're riding along, I'm going to take out the mobile stone and sort of stare at it for a little while, psyching myself up.
Aww.
And then activate it and attempt to contact Ishak.
Okay.
I assume it's a use magic device role.
Yes, it is. It's more complex than just yelling at it when it was just Einstein.
Yeah.
There's only one person you have to contact.
True.
29.
Okay, cool. You know that you've succeeded. It starts sort of warming up slightly in the way that you've become accustomed to whenever you've been speaking to Einstein and so on. There's no speech for a while. What's the first thing that you try and say down it?
Just his name. Ishak? Ishak? I know that it can take a while to get a connection and stuff, and people may not be paying attention to it
the
whole time.
Are you willing to try for more than, say, like a minute?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, fine. After about a minute or so, there's a little quiet voice. It sounds like someone's trying to be quiet, and they're just like,
"Hello,
Ishak, is that you?
Hey, what? Who's it?
It's Hamid.
Oh, hey, Hamid. Hey. Oh, how you doing?
We're
wait. Are you a zombie?
No.
Oh, wicked. Okay, cool.
We're all right. Things have been a bit stressful, a bit complicated, a bit dangerous, but we've made it.
Yeah, is everyone dead suspicious now with you as well?
Yes, very much so. What have you seen everyone else yet? Have you seen Ishmael and Syra and?
Yeah. We all met up.
And they're okay?
Yeah, they've been south of Cairo.
Sure.
We all basically went to
Oh God, Alex has just remembered as he's speaking how rich Hamid is.
Yeah. We just went to the country house.
That's good. I mean, it looked like things were pretty dire in Cairo's. What about mother and father and Salah?
Oh, well, I know that they moved Dad to a different place. They're not telling me where. Mum's all right. Sarah's well busy. I barely see her.
I'm sure,
But Ishmael just... Oh, Ishmael's being rubbish.
Why is he
being rubbish? He's really tall.
Hamid also laughs.
He's
like,
really,
he can't help
really
laughing.
Tall, and he's well good at magic now.
Oh, that's...
He can do like that lights thing, and he keeps shooting stuff off the ship. He's really annoying.
He'll be able to teach you, Ishak.
He's not teaching me nothing.
Well, tell him I said he has to.
I did. I kind of lied and said that you said that I was better than him and that he had to make sure. But he's rubbish.
Okay, well, I'm just glad everyone's okay. Look after each other.
Oh, it's great. We go hunting now. It's nice to sort of spend a bit of time. It's all right. Weather's been a bit rubbish, but it's picking up now.
Yeah, we think we may have... Anyway, I shouldn't say too much, I guess.
Who
else?
Oh, sorry, I'm not a zombie neither.
Good. What about the others? What about Emeka and Ed and Einstein and Beaming? And okay. they all go off?
Right. So Einstein is now doing stuff at the old house, but I don't really know what.
Sure.
And then there's Emeka headed off with Vizik.
They headed back to Kenya?
I don't know. I think they said something about like going to help. Last I heard, they were like getting involved in Cairo, but then I don't really know what's happening there.
Okay. Did you know where Ed headed off to?
Yeah, he's still with us. He mostly just sort of... He doesn't really do much, if I'm honest, but he's here, you know?
Oh, well, I mean, it's good that he's with you. That's nice.
Yeah, Golden Boy's all right. We like Golden Boy.
Yeah, he's lovely, and he'll be able to look after you all as well, in case...
I mean, I'm going to be honest, I spent a lot of time looking after him.
Yes, I mean, it goes both ways.
Yeah, it's actually Ishmael's job, but he just doesn't do it.
At this stage, I feel like I want to make a perception check. Because
yeah,
Hamid shouldn't be doing this, but I didn't want to, like, shut it down.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So 21.
20, yeah.
Hamid, who are you talking to?
Who's that? Is that a zombie?
That's one of my friends. No, it's fine.
Hamid?
Yes?
Who are you talking to?
My brother.
Hi.
How? With what?
Just making sure they're okay.
Look, we're not supposed to contact anyone.
I've got to go now, Ishak. Thank you for letting me know everyone's okay.
Wait, you got to tell me how to do the lights thing.
No, I've got to go.
No, you can't.
Hamid.
Break the connection.
Aww.
Hamid, we're not supposed to be talking to anyone. Communication's going to be compromised. You know the state the world is in. Just, if you want to send a message, let's do it through Wild.
Look,
there is a structure for a reason. We have handlers for a reason. We have limited points of contact for a reason. We are a cell for a reason.
We didn't share anything sensitive.
Doesn't
I just needed
matter.
To know my family were okay.
I understand. But it doesn't matter if you didn't... Things can be located, right? That we have powerful people... things working against us.
It's no different than a sending spell. It's actually quite difficult to interfere with those.
You're the mage, but then so is Wild, and so is Curie, and so is Einstein, and I've been told by all of them that we shouldn't be doing this, okay? So I'm sorry, but I'm listening to the people who are organising this thing.
Look, I was dragged to Japan before I had a chance to see if my family were okay, before I had a chance to give my brother back to them after he'd been taken for 18 months. I just need
I am,
to know.
Yeah, I know.
I won't do it again.
Good, I understand, and I'm sorry that's the situation, but that's how it is now. Everyone is having to deal with this. Right.
Azu rides up on Topaz and doesn't say anything, but just goes in between Zolf and Hamid.
Bear in mind, your camel's huge and their horses are small, so this is just a this is a hairy, meaty wall that starts to appear between the two.
I will look up and try and make eye contact with Azu.
Stink of celestial camel.
Azu looks back.
I will, like, I give you a sorrowful, like, I apologise look. I'm not being, like, glaring or anything like that. I'm just like, I'm really sorry, but
Azu looks disappointed.
I look more sad. and look away.
Okay.
It's real difficult doing like artful cinematography in an audio podcast, isn't it?
Yeah.
The frame moves 0.5 to the right. There's a twitch in the left eyebrow, but the right holds firm.
We violate the 180 degree angle just for a moment to show Hamid's lack.
Yeah, it's fine.
Depth of field lessons.
So, I am happy to jump ahead to arriving at the inn unless anyone else is like wanting to cover any more chatter. I mean,
since Azu is now next to Zolf, mm-hmm. she's going to say, so you kept saying we had to talk about something. Dealing with feelings.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that now?
Both of you give me a perception check.
Feelings appear!
A wild feeling appears.
I cast Fireball.
25.
20.
Okay, yeah, but both of you notice that Cart is clearly caught wind of conversations happening and has been slowly pulling his horse back a little bit further and further and further. So Barnes is still up front, and Cart has just been reining in more and more and more to start over-listening? Listening to everyone.
Not you, Carter.
He doesn't respond.
I get something small and inconsequential. And throw it at the back of Carter's head.
Carter slaps it like it's a mosquito, takes a moment, and then his horse starts picking up its pace and starts catching up with Barnes again.
Thought so. Yeah, look. I don't know, Azu, it was tense in there.
I still feel quite tense.
Yeah, I can understand why. But
you're not good at talking for someone who says we need to talk.
Oh, I've got to take a break there. Yes.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome back. So, I believe you were just burning. Just third degrees all over the place.
You're not wrong. The pushing things down, feeling it later, ignoring that kind of stuff. I'm just, I might be speaking out of turn. I'm sorry if I am. But I've been there. And it's not a good place to be. And I want to make sure that, you know, you're not there. Or if you are, then, you know, you can talk to me if you want. I might not be able to talk, but I can listen. I'm going to force a conversation.
All right. You had a difficult relationship with Poseidon, didn't you?
Yeah.
I was going to... I wanted to be High Priestess of Aphrodite, apparently a long time ago now. I don't know if there's something to be a priestess of.
Do I know this, actually? Like, because I've been living in the world. Is the cult of Aphrodite still around?
Yes. The cult of Aphrodite have mostly been taking on humanitarian elements of the sort of organisation. All of the cults, all of the temples were already semi-independent from meritocratic rule anyway. Mm-hmm. So as meritocratic rule started to break down, they pretty much just stepped in to fill the breach in various ways. And yeah, the cult of Aphrodite are still maintaining hospitals and have also been helping with things like relocation of civilians and provisions in terms of like making sure people are fed and so on. They do have a significant presence on the war front in terms of like medical aid and so on, but for the most part they are one of the temples that's more present on the civilian side.
Are we kind of going back to the sort of system that Grosup and Sasha saw in Rome?
Like
not player, relevant, yeah. Okay.
GM to player, yes.
Yeah, okay. They're still doing good work. They exist. They're still around. You can still do that if you want.
Yes, but I feel like since I started trying to, you know, I started this because I wanted to save the world and do some good, and I feel like I've not been doing that very well. So maybe
we can only try.
Azu, that's, you've done lots of good, Azu.
I don't know. I couldn't save everyone.
You can never save everyone. Like, that's, this is where I was. I mean, Hammond can attest to that. I don't know, Azu, it sounds like you still have faith, and that's good.
Well, I'll always have faith, but I don't know always what to do with it.
Your best? Just try. That's all you need. Like, that is it. You're not going to solve everything. No one's going to do everything that they want to do. But the point is, they try, especially at a time like this. We need people who just keep going, who keep trying, who...
And Sasha and Grizzop, that's not your fault, Azu. That was a spell malfunctioning that you had no control over. Neither of us could have done anything differently.
We didn't have to go.
We did have to go.
Neither of them really wanted to go.
I didn't know Grizzop, but I knew Sasha. And if she went somewhere, she decided to go there. Like, that's her actions. She made that. Everyone chooses and makes risks. We're in this business. This is it's a deadly business. This happens, and it doesn't undo the things that those people did.
Mm. Azu is quiet. She's having a think.
Zolf is also quiet.
Okay, roll initiative. Kidding.
Silas way off, like, they're having a chat with probably at Barnes?
You can be having a chat at Barnes. Carter will be actively trying to talk to you.
Oh, no, yeah, that's fine. Cell
doesn't hate Carter.
Cell doesn't yet. They're just like, yeah, but like, how have you been travelling around the area? That's cool. Yeah, that's good.
Carter's mostly interested in the stuff you've seen on the island.
Oh, yeah.
Is it mechanical? Anything like that?
Oh, yes. So we'll absolutely love to talk about the mechanics and would have no reason to be suspicious or worried about sharing that information.
That's fine. Yeah, he's...
Unless, say, Barnes is there and says, do not share information, which I'm guessing could be something that he does because...
Eventually, yeah. Eventually, yeah.
But
at which point Carter's just like, okay, carry on, but really quietly.
Yeah, well, enormous, and the sort of signals that it was selling.
Something about this size, certainly the words small and insignificant aren't the correct words, mm-hmm. bounces off Carter's head from Barnes. He accelerates next to Barnes and stays quiet.
Cell winds down, but it's not part of, like, it cannot hear the other conversation.
Well, I feel like given this, we've probably finished.
All right.
So if you want to...
Trotting on.
I would like to accelerate my mount up, so I'm riding next to Cell for a little while.
Hello, buddy.
Paws hey. Shuffling.
Hey. Well, I just wanted to...
Oh, it's another heart-to-heart. Love yeah, these. Great.
I know you already had a chat with Zolf. I don't know if you guys talked about what's going to come next and what your plans are, because I know you've got your village and you've got Jasper in your workshop, and I just wanted to see what you were... Once we've gone through the isolation, what you're thinking about doing next, I guess. I mean, if you feel like sharing, obviously you don't have to.
Cell looks down at their hands and looks extremely upset. I'll be honest, little buddy. I think I've got a lot to think about. There's a pause, and that's unusual. You know, I spent years keeping my village safe and not fighting back. And I mean, that's something I told Mr. Smith, is that, you know, I could maybe have gone in there. I mean, I probably have died, but like, I could have followed them. I could have gone back, and I could have ended this a long time ago if I'd gone in.
Huge job for one person.
I can be a huge person.
That's true.
You know,
I mean, I've been constantly impressed with everything you've done, but it's always easier to work as part of a team.
And I all that time he was hurting all those kobolds and all those people that I was scaring off, and I was so confident that they were leaving. They were going back to do more terrible things, and so I don't know if looking after my village is enough, but I am older than I am old for maybe not for a halfling, maybe not for a dwarf. I've seen a lot, and I getting involved has often hurt people more than.
I mean,
not getting involved is good, you know, in that you can. It's very easy.
I mean,
to become the monster, you know, when you get involved.
Well,
I've been the monster before, little buddy. I know things.
I know what you mean. I've had to do stuff that.
No, I cannot overestimate. Like, over it, how literal I am being when I say I have become a monster.
Oh, okay.
I mean, morally as well, that's complex, but, like, I mean, quite literally.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't know what you've been through. I just know that...
Oh, what I've been.
What we've been through is, you know, we've... Oh, it's been hard, and I know there's been a lot of costs. I mean, I've lost friends, I've lost family, and I've...
Yeah, that's all stuff I don't want to do again either. You know, like that's a you know, if you mates with mercenaries, you go to a lot of, well, you don't go to a lot of funerals usually because there isn't much to bury, but you go to a lot of memorial services, and sometimes because things are complicated, those people turn up again because, you know, it's quite hard to keep track of other mercenaries. So, you know, that can be nice when that happens, but usually lots of memorial services and lots of not knowing and lots of. But on the other hand, it may be that I don't have that much of a choice. So as
I think you do, and you should have a choice. You know, for me, I would choose to, despite everything I've lost, I would do it again because I honestly believe that what we've done has mattered. But I can't make that decision for you. I just want you to know that either way, you know, you'll.
Yep.
We'll be here to help. Whatever you decide.
You know, I just want you to know that whenever I refer to you as little buddy, I'm not referring to the size of your heart.
Hammond is really touched by that. Like, he actually starts to well up a bit.
And he says he doesn't like Harrison Campbell.
That's the thing! He's such a hack! And yet...
Hammond's a snob, man. If he could let himself like Harrison Campbell, he would.
Shall I press on?
Yeah. And that probably... conversation probably does. It's got to the end.
Yeah, they basically. Probably make awkward small talk a tiny bit more and then drift into silence, I guess.
Yeah, so tell me about how when you fly, do you like some.
Oh, yeah.
So, wings.
We'll go into that. Yeah.
Cool,
yeah.
So, do you like my wings?
I'm going to jump ahead to the.
Very,
air.
Very much.
I am going to jump ahead to the inn, which is. The benefit of the horses is that you've made slightly better time, but the thing is going with a horse isn't, unless you're literally like galloping along, given the nature of the roads and so on.
It's about the same
speed. It goes from like the wee hours to just late that you get there. So it's coming on, let's say, our equivalent, say 11 p.m, something like that. Sun's gone down. It's a nice quiet evening for the first time in God knows how when. How long. And yeah, you all pull in towards the inn. The innkeeper is made aware clearly of you and steps out to see you all, gives a call, and then a stable hand comes out to take the horses back. And you all see from one of the side doorways, one of the sliding panels is aside, and Wilde's kind of there, sort of hands on hips with the warm light behind him.
Aww.
Gives you all a nod and then gestures to...
Does no one suspect the cellkeeper who keeps us all in our cells, huh? What if the innkeeper got veined? Is no one thinking about that?
Well, the innkeeper hadn't been, you know, in contact with a brain that's literally got, and then a cleric, what, a blue veins that blew up and probably got all over us because of, like, some kind of fine rot mist.
Our safety mechanism for everyone who's here is they've all been with each other. Now, I guess if every single person in this tavern and village is infected, then we are proverbially... screwed. But I think we have to assume that on some level they've kept each other safe.
Wilde, three things. First of all, leave our stuff alone. Secondly, let us all go have a shower. Thirdly, put us in the cell.
And some food, please.
And that.
Some tea, please.
And that.
You'll need to be supervised in in the baths.
How supervised? Well, it's almost
fully
standing
supervised.
Okay, sorry. As he does what I just did, which is put her hands on her hips and look at Wilde, like, I just want a bubble bath. Like, that kind of expression.
Wilde gestures to the baths and basically says, go, you'll be supervised. No one's going to be acting inappropriately, but I don't know what to say. You have the choice between a bath that is supervised or no bath at all.
Then I'll take the bath.
And there we are.
Wilde man.
For Zolf's benefit, you know that any time people disappear and come back, he is cold as stone until they're proven otherwise. Just nothing. It's like a switch goes off.
I will still say it.
I'm
not going to get anywhere.
Yeah, he's just... Do you all go have a bath?
Yes!
Okay, cool.
We have been drowned, rotted, just covered in blood. Miserable. Absolutely miserable.
Oh, got that sea salt sand thing.
You finally get the last of the goo out of your ear. From when you were inside the goolem.
Oh, yeah, forgot about that.
Oh, God, yes, absolutely covered.
So, yeah, baths are fine, but you are still led down into the cell underneath the inn at this point. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit more crowded with this many people.
Yeah, you said it was barely big enough for, like, me and Azu and Hamid.
Yeah. So, as you're led down, Barnes, Wilde, and Carter seem to be having a hushed discussion, till eventually they go, right, we're not really able to do this properly. Please don't come higher than the trap door. But we'll leave the gates. We'll leave the cell gate open. We're going to have to. We can't fit you all in.
Oh, thank you.
We'll try and do what we can.
We'll self-monitor. If anyone's got guy, it probably won't be all of us.
By the end, it probably would be all of us.
That'll have to do.
Well, then we'll know in rolling waves.
If you keep the door locked from outside and... It'll have to do.
It'll have to do. Wilde just sort of gives Zolf, Barnes and Carter a... And then heads back up and just closes the trapdoor above him, leaving you all sort of in a room that's...
Are Barnes and Carter with us?
Barnes and Carter are with you, yeah.
Really?
They've been away from us and from Wilde.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Basically, Barnes and Carter are with you as well.
Oh, I thought we were isolating because blue vein, goo brain.
A week with Howard Carter!
Yeah.
And I think with that fate, worse than death, you could have just succumbed to the Showin Institute, but no. Instead, let's leave you in a cell, an overcrowded cell, with Carter, the bloody incompetent who can't roll higher than a 4, and the rest. And we'll see what happens there.
Bye!
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by April Sumner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com.
Rate and review us online, tweet us at The Rusty Quill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail at rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/rustyquill. Thanks for listening. Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Elizaveta, Ross Worm, Mercer, Eat, Amy Prem, Christian Ottholm, Tony, Ellis Beale, Jadej, A Ninja, A New Name, Sharon Grafton, Eloise Sherrod, Leslie Safran, Mars, Stuart Smith, Cyrus Gray, Emma Sandgren, Nicole Stevenson, Meg Taylor, Kareen Lee, Liz, Fushi, Ian Bradley, Fire in the Dark Woods, Dave, The Good China Now Please, Cher Carlisle, Rashika Rao, Mithy Carlan, Ruth Anderson, Michelle M, Rue Jones, Kayla J, Clara Edmonds, Marimo, Dapper Cyborg, DT, Samantha Minette, Gail, Ashley Dover Kitten, Sieben, Amnesiac Stowaway, Fish, Lisa F, Ya Boy Vince, Kaylee Moogle, Christine, Sinsit, Kiera Mortensen, and Meaty Thwack. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.